Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey everyone, while I'm traveling this week with a full lineup of over 25 media interviews with TV and radio stations, I pulled today's show from last year's archive. Most of us have some amount of debt, which is not necessarily a bad thing, as long as it doesn't interfere with your ability to reach savings goals and you're using that debt wisely. So this show will help you know if you've gone overboard with debt and help you get it back in check. And I'll be back next week with a brand new show. Hello, my friends. I'm Laura Adams, and this is the Money Girl Podcast, where you know the deal. My mission is to help you live rich and love the journey. Welcome back to another weekly episode. Today's show is about debt. If you have ever wondered if maybe you have too much debt, maybe you've got a problem with debt or know somebody who has a problem with debt, I think you'll get a lot out of this show. Debt is a powerful tool, and it can certainly help your finances, but it can also hurt your finances depending on how you use it. Savvy consumers know how to leverage low interest debt to purchase assets that are likely to increase in value. That could be a home, maybe a business. Education is another type of debt that can also pay off over time if it allows you to earn more money over your lifetime. But many people abuse debt and allow their finances to get totally out of control. So in this podcast, I'm going to go over 13 warning signs that you may have a debt problem. You're going to learn some red flags to watch out for that could really prevent you from building wealth. And I'm also going to give you some solutions to turn around your financial life if you feel like debt is getting the best of you. As always, you don't need to jot anything down because the notes for this and every show, plus the full archive of podcasts, are on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 564, 13 warning signs that you have a debt problem. The first one is you don't know what you owe. My friends, if you don't know how many debts you have or their approximate balances, you need a reality check. I hope this podcast is just like a slap in the face to remind you that you are probably on a bad path if you are not aware of what debt you owe. So if you're avoiding opening your bills or looking at credit card statements because you don't want to see the balances, then you already know that you have a debt problem and it's time to do something about it. What I'd like you to do is to take the time to create a spreadsheet listing each account name, the account number, the interest rate you're paying, and the amount you owe. And in general, it's best to tackle debts with the highest interest rates first, such as payday loans and credit cards, since they typically have the highest rates of interest. So getting rid of those debts first generally gives you the most potential savings. So you can sort that spreadsheet from highest interest rate debt to lowest interest rate debt. This is such an important exercise to do because hiding from a financial problem will not make it go away. You've got to know where you stand with your debt. That's the very first step to getting it under control and improving your entire financial life. Warning sign number two, your debt-to-income ratio is too high. Your debt-to-income ratio, or DTI ratio, is a key formula that is expressed as a percentage. And lenders use this to evaluate you. And you can use it, too. If it's good enough for them, it's good enough for you. To figure it out, all you need to do is add up your total monthly debt payments. So this might include your credit cards, loans, and your rent or mortgage payment. So take that total number and then divide it by your gross, which is your pre-tax monthly income. For example, if you earn $5,000 a month and your debt totals $2,500 per month, then your DTI is 50%. So that's $2,500 divided by $5,000 is 0.5 or 50%. Most lenders will consider a DTI above 40% or maybe 42, 43% at the very most too high, especially when you're applying for a mortgage. So a 50% DTI means that you have way more debt than you can handle for your income. But even if you don't plan to buy a home or get a large loan anytime soon, calculating your DTI is a good way to monitor your financial health. You can watch it over time to make sure that it is decreasing and never goes up. The solution to a high DTI is simply to pay off your debt by cutting expenses or even increasing your income, or ideally doing both. Additionally, paying down your outstanding debt balances will boost your credit, and that may allow you to qualify for additional debt optimization tools, such as a balance transfer credit card or maybe even a low-interest personal loan. Warning sign number 3. Your interest-to-income ratio is too high. So another revealing ratio compares the total of your monthly interest charges on all your debts to your gross income. So if it is more than 20% of your monthly income, you need to take quick action to reduce it. Paying high interest rates on debt means that you may not have enough money left over each month to cover basic living expenses like housing, food, and transportation. So try shifting balances to a low-rate personal loan or taking advantage of a 0% interest balance transfer credit card offer to get some financial breathing room. And we covered balance transfers in the show last week. So if you missed that one, go back and take a listen so you understand more about how those offers work. Warning sign number 4, you can only make minimum payments on credit cards. If you're stuck in a cycle of only paying the minimum on credit cards each month, that indicates that you've got a debt problem. As interest accrues, you could end up paying double or triple the original cost of an item that you charged on the card. For example, let's say you have a $5,000 card balance and an 18% annual percentage rate, and your minimum payment each month is $100. If you only pay $100 each month, it's going to take you over 30 years to eliminate the balance. 30 years! That's crazy. But if you pay $250 per month, you would pay off the balance in under 9 years. And if you paid $500 a month, you would get rid of that debt in just over 4 years. So these payoff timeframes assume that you don't increase your credit card balances with any additional charges. So I'd like you to make a plan to stop making new charges and then to pay as much as possible on credit cards each month to get out of debt as quickly as possible.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night, no matter how chaotic your day is. Conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.
Warning sign number 5. Your credit cards are maxed out. If you're using credit cards to satisfy a shopping habit or to buy necessities during a financial rough patch, you're going to eventually hit your credit limit. And you may even be charged additional over-limit fees if your purchases do exceed your credit limit. Even if you can pay more than the minimum payment each month on a credit card, having a maxed out card is not good for your finances. It causes your credit utilization ratio to skyrocket, which kills your credit score. So basically, that means you're just using as much of your credit as you've got, and that looks very bad. And so therefore, it's going to cause your credit scores to plummet. If you are consistently using more than 20% to 30% of your credit lines, you probably have a debt problem that needs to be reined in. If you're living beyond your means and you're financing a lifestyle that you just can't afford, it is time to create a realistic spending plan and take control of your finances. Warning sign number 6, you can't pay bills on time. If you're not paying bills on time, it could be because you're extremely unorganized, but it's more likely that your debt payments are more than you can afford to pay each month. Ignoring bills may make you feel better in the short term, but I promise that they will come back to bite you in the form of late fees and bad credit. So paying late only makes a debt problem worse. What you want to do is contact your creditors to discuss any financial hardship that you may be experiencing and ask for their help. You may be able to work out a payment plan to get caught up with some past due balances or even have late fees waived if you work out an agreement with them. We're on warning sign number 7. You've borrowed to pay your bills. If you have to borrow money from friends or family or take cash advances on credit cards to pay bills, you definitely have a debt problem. Getting cash from a credit card is the worst way to use it because you're charged a higher interest rate than you are for regular purchases on the card. Additionally, you usually get hit with a cash advance fee as well. Eventually, you're going to run out of places to borrow money, and you'll have to face the balances that you've racked up. So make a plan now to reduce your expenses and increase your income sources so you live within your means without having to borrow from loved ones or expensive creditors. Warning sign number 8. You overdraw your bank account. I don't know too many people who have never accidentally bounced a check, even me. However, if you're paying expensive, non-sufficient funds fees on a regular basis, it's probably because you're spending more than you make and you have a debt problem. The cure is to create a spending plan or a budget so you know what your expenses are and how much you earn. Aggressively cut back on all unnecessary expenses and brainstorm ways to increase your income at the same time. Warning sign number 9, you don't have savings. Even people who are not in debt can make the mistake of not saving. But if you've drained a savings account or maybe even a retirement account to pay off debt or to pay for everyday living expenses, that's when you know you have a debt problem. If you don't have savings, you are living on the edge, financially speaking. Any unexpected expense could send you into a tailspin that causes you to go further into debt. So please make a plan to radically cut your expenses and begin setting aside as much as possible each month in an FDIC-insured savings account. Having some cash on hand is really the best way to avoid having to use debt in the first place. That's how you're going to keep your head above water if you have a large unexpected expense, like a medical expense or maybe a loss of income. Make a habit of saving even small amounts to your emergency fund. You want to start by setting aside just 1% of your income just 1%. I know you can do that. You do that until you have several months worth of living expenses as a cash cushion. Then make a goal to save a minimum of 10 to 15% of your gross income in a retirement plan at work. Or if you don't have one of those, you could use an IRA or a retirement account for the self-employed if you work for yourself. Warning sign number 10, you've been turned down for new credit. If you've recently been denied credit, or you can only qualify at a very high rate of interest, you may have poor credit, too much debt, or both. So, first step is to review your credit using a free site such as Credit Karma or annualcreditreport.com. Do that first to make sure there is not any incorrect information going on your credit reports. If you want to learn more about how credit scores work and how to build excellent credit for life, definitely check out my online course called Build Better Credit, the Ultimate Credit Score Repair Guide. It's a masterclass in credit, and you can learn a lot more if you want to check it out at lauradadams.com. All right, warning sign number 11, your finances cause you to lose sleep. If you're so worried about your debt and bills that you can't sleep at night, you certainly have a problem. Financial stress can lead to trouble focusing on your work or to poor health. So don't let stress get between you and your job. If you lost your job or your business income, that's the last thing you need to happen when you already have money problems. So make a plan to deal with your debt and get your stress under control as quickly as possible. You might want to check out a recent podcast called 5 Ways Mindfulness Makes You a Better Money Manager, and that's episode number 559. Warning sign number 12, you lie about your finances. If you're lying to family or friends about your spending habits or how much debt you have, it's because you know deep down that there is a serious problem. If you're worried, losing sleep, and having trouble concentrating due to debt, it is definitely time to take action. Create and stick to a realistic budget. Make an appointment with a financial planner or see a debt counselor. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling at nfcc.org is a great resource. The only way to improve a bad situation is to be brave and face it head on. Denying a debt problem only makes it worse, and it just prolongs your agony. The sooner you address it, the sooner you'll make positive financial changes. Warning sign number 13, you're getting calls from debt collectors. When debt collectors start calling you, your debts are seriously delinquent and you've got a big-time debt problem. If you don't face past due debt head-on, you could end up in a lawsuit, have your wages garnished, have your home foreclosed, or have your vehicle repossessed, depending on what's past due. Be cautious, though, about communicating with a collector on the phone. Even a short conversation is risky because you could accidentally say something to a collector that gives him or her a leg up, and it could even reset the statute of limitations on an old debt. So my advice is to never admit that you owe a debt or engage in conversation or debate about the issue. What you want to do is just ask the collector for his or her company name, their address, and tell them that you will only communicate through the mail and then hang up. They have to verify that you owe a debt and that they're entitled to collect it from you. Always get help from an attorney who can help you navigate the collection laws in your state. It can be very complicated, so an attorney can advise you on wise options if you're dealing with past due debt. To sum up, the problem with debt is that it puts unnecessary strain on your finances that keeps you from making positive progress, such as building an emergency fund, investing for the future, and reaching your financial goals. Never go into debt for anything that doesn't give you a return, like consumer goods, dining out, or fancy vacations. Those don't appreciate in value. So if you're financing those types of purchases, especially on a high-interest credit card, that's going to cause you to lose wealth instead of build it. So if you're wondering if you have a debt problem, you probably do. Lenders usually are willing to dole out more debt than you should have. So setting limits on how much debt is right for you is your responsibility. The good news is that if you recognize any of these warning signs that we've covered, it's never too late to turn around your finances, pull yourself out of the debt hole, and make better choices. If you would like to create a get-out-of-debt plan, I would love to help you. That's why I created my online course, Get Out of Debt Fast, a proven plan to stay debt-free forever. I would love for you to get started today. It will give you proven strategies to eliminate all types of debt. You get lifetime access to the content and can learn at your own pace. Plus, you can get a 50% discount if you send me a text message. Just text the phrase debt course, DEBTCOURSE, to the number 33444. Or you can get more information at lauradadams.com. Enroll and get out of debt fast to start your journey to becoming debt-free today. I hope to see you in class and to help you get started. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale, April 19th through the 22nd, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.